Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope the day is treating you good for this July 19th, 2023, 9:05 on the clock. Yeah, I don't know what I was trying to say there.
We're July.
Yeah, month.
Summer. It's a summer month.
For this summer.
The J1.
Melissa James here with you. We got some good stuff coming up for you. What's your favorite food sounds? We'll get into that in a little bit. Got that one coming up for you. Looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. The most satisfying food sounds. That's what we're looking for. We, of course, have the phone lines open. We're still looking for what animal would surprise you the most to see walking down your main street in your town? At the middle of the night or something like that. We're looking for that, too. But let's get into a little bit of entertainment news to kick things off. And as you heard during the CBS break, as you've heard throughout the last 6 days or the last week, there's a couple of strikes going on. The writer's strike, and of course the actors have joined that strike along with their own. They keep saying Hollywood writers and actors. It's all writers and actors, okay? And at this point in the game, Hollywood is actually one of the smaller parts of the entertainment industry. They did not have the power of the pull that people keep referencing the 50s when they talk about these studios. It's a big different game nowadays, everybody.
Right. The heyday was in the 50s. It's not so
right
now.
Yeah, especially their heyday of basically, I don't like
running. Running game, if I can use that phrase again.
Nicely done, Melissa, yes. Universal supposedly had the trees pruned on the sidewalks outside its studios in L.A., which deprived people on the picket lines of much-needed shade with temperatures topping 90 degrees.
What a jerk move.
Apparently, these types of trees should not be pruned in mid to late summer because it can, quote, induce an off-season growth spurt, leaving them vulnerable to freezing damage. So there is no reason these trees should have been pruned other than doing it for childish reasons. They're showing their hand. These studios. Every time they open their mouths, they're just showing their hands even more. I heard Bob Iger of Disney the other day say that they can't afford to pay people. Are you kidding me?
How much is that man worth?
Yeah, billions. I love when million and billionaires try to tell other people what to do with their money, how to manage their money, and these sorts of things. They don't listen to us when we tell them what to do. You know, and most of the argument of this is getting to a childish place because they have no leg to stand on and they know it. It's a game of chicken. They can't win. They can't win this. There's no way they can. There's no writer or actor that's crossing the picket line. If a guy like me isn't, who's been desperate for his break since he was 7 years old, how many people you think are going to do it? Any one of us, even if you do cross the line, it's no different than in sports. Say when the football strike was going on, Melissa, years and years ago when we were kids, a couple of athletes did cross the picket line. Guess what happened to them when the real players came back? They were shunned. They were ostracized. Little chance they had was gone. You think that's going to be any different with this? No, it's no different than any other. UPS workers are striking right now. It's no different with that either.
Right. Solidarity makes a big difference.
I encourage people to be open-minded and open-heart about this subject.
Pay attention to this.
Do your homework. This is a matter...
The people who are upset about it and against it, they live in a different reality than the rest of us.
Yeah, yeah.
People who have that much money, I just looked it up. The reported net worth of Bob Iger in 2023 is $350 million. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. Just get out of here. Miss me with that.
That's so much money.
One of the most outspoken and genuine human beings, I think, to ever be in the spotlight is Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley, Sir Charles, back in the day when he was still playing, had a very, very famous Nike ad where he said, "I am not a role model." In this ad, he took a lot of heat because a lot of people said, "Well, kids got your posters on the wall. People look up to you. You don't get to choose who looks up to you, Charles, you know." And he understood that. But his point was, kids should be looking up to doctors. Kids should be looking up to teachers, you know, people like that. An athlete is not a role model. It's somebody to be inspired by, but not necessarily somebody to have as a role model where you're trying to be that person. I remember when I was a kid and I told my dad, "Dad, I idolize Robin Williams." And he's like, "Jimmy, that's cool that you like him, but idols are somebody you want to be Robin. What you want is be influenced. Because I had no interest in trying to be Robin Williams any more than I try to be anybody else.
But you were inspired by him.
Yes. And I think that was Charles Barkley's point as well. And with that being said, Charles offered to buy a round of drinks at a Lake Tahoe bar recently, but he used his generosity to send a message. He told the crowd, quote, "So I'm going to buy some drinks for y'all, and I'm going to buy Bud Light." And he went on to go and say, "Hey, let me tell you something, all of you," and he said a bunch of choice words that I cannot repeat on the air. He wrapped up with, "If you're gay, God bless you. If you're trans, God bless you." And then some other choice words that I cannot mention. I am all for people using their voice to spread their opinions and their feelings. We're Americans. That's part of what we do here. And that's something that we embrace. But you also have to understand that you share this great, beautiful, wonderful country of ours with thousands and millions of other people. It is not your country. It is all of ours. We all live here. We all got to get along. We all got to work together. And I do believe, hearing Charles talk about this in other interviews, in other places, his point is that, basically. Like, if you don't like Bud Light because of them doing some kind of thing that they stopped doing, by the way, that they're not even doing anymore. So the people that are still boycotting Bud Light, you're just basically, I mean, what are you doing, really? Like, if you and your buddies decide, you know what, I don't want to buy Bud Light because of this and this reason, and that's just between you and your 5-6 friends or whatever, okay, that's fine. But the to the celebrities going out on social media and trying to, like, bring every one of these celebrities doing this, they're not even like B celebrities anymore. Like, they're not even like, they're so obviously trying to get their faces out there and in the public eye a little bit more. It's like the person that cries wolf when they are a wolf. Like, the Aaron Rodgers
hypocrisy at its finest.
The Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show complaining about being canceled, and he has no nobody will let him talk when he has a standing arrangement with Pat McAfee where he knows he's not going to get follow up questions or hard questions or anything every week. Like, it's things like this. It's you know, even the movie industry where whining, complaining about, well, our movie, they don't like our movie because of our point. And where we're going with it. And a limited release this and that. No, that's because your movies aren't popular. Because people don't want to see them. Like, it's not about your opinions or themes. If you actually put out good products, people will watch it. I know plenty of people that don't give a darn about superhero movies, but go to them. Like, because they got a good budget or they got a cool sound, you know, special effects or something like that. Like, no, when you're using less talent and you don't have good writing and you don't, and along with bad special effects and everything, well, yeah, your movie should be in limited release. And what about all the movies that don't get seen? I remember when a movie like Malcolm X came out, they didn't play it here in town. They don't play movies like that. Like, I don't hear people complaining about it, though. People just keep moving. Like, why are they complaining? Why are they whining? Because they want to be heard, because it's about them, not the message.
Right.
It's about them. Like, listen to people. They hang themselves with their own words.
They're just glomming onto something to try to promote themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. It has no, they don't care about these controversies, truly. They just want to be me. It's just about me. And since I know that I'm not talented enough or charismatic enough for you to pay attention to me, I'm going to bring up a topic or a subject that I think you will, or that I think at the very least will get people to, you know, get clicks in these kind of things. Mm-hmm. I'm very thankful I don't live that life, because I see that and I just shake my head. It's just sad to me. It doesn't aggravate me. It doesn't bother me. I just find it sad and childish. Interesting to me about the Tupac Shakur situation, for those that didn't hear, Tupac Shakur's murder obviously was never solved. And Las Vegas police served a search warrant yesterday at a house in Henderson, Nevada, about 20 miles away from the city, is related to the Tupac investigation. And that's all anyone knows right now about it. Of course, with these situations, they have to keep everything very on lock and key. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, since Tupac passed away, was killed in 1996, obviously there has not been a whole lot brought out about this. It'll be interesting to see what happens with it.
It would be interesting. I haven't followed that story at all, because I wasn't I didn't know anything about it.
Very curious to see what happens with it. And really, I'm not just talking about a famous person, or in all honesty, my favorite and I think the greatest rapper of all time. I think all unsolved crimes are interesting, and
deserve to be solved.
You know, oh God, yes. One of the things that I've really enjoyed is every month I get to sit back and talk with Sheriff Sean Becker and his staff and his team, and I've learned so very much from them. And one of the more interesting things and perspectives I've been given from this is the retired police officer. We've all seen TV shows and movies of the retired officer who has that one case they can't let go of, you know? That's reality. You can go ahead and throw, you will not find a police officer probably, or especially a retired detective, that doesn't have one to multiple cases that they are still trying to hunt down and trying to find and bring justice to.
Right.
And 99%, and in fact, all of them, if as far as I know, are doing it pro bono. They're continuing these investigations on their own in their retirement.
Well, because they probably can't stop.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the thing that evaded them that they felt should have been solved.
We are very quick, myself included, to hold, because accountability is very important in 2023 and going forward. We also have to give credit where it's due, and we don't talk about those that stuff very often. I think that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I find this one very interesting as well, Melissa. It's a bit of an entertainment story, and it's also just an interesting story. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to break, and we'll just do this one. Let's just go ahead and fit it in. I've got what actors bought with their first Hollywood paycheck.
Oh, all right.
It's their first paycheck. Hollywood didn't pay them. We got to quit throwing the Hollywood word around with all this stuff,
right,
man. You realize there are more movie studios in New York and in arguably in Chicago than there are in Hollywood now? I mean, quit stop using that term. Every actor I know, hundreds of actors, and like one or two of them actually work in Hollywood. Like, so how about Timothée Chalamet? Timothée Chalamet, one of the hottest and biggest, and I may say hot not by his looks, I mean his career is so hot. He is handsome, I'll give him that, but he bought nosebleed seat tickets for the New York Knicks when it was rumored that LeBron James would join the team. He obviously didn't, so Timothy was stuck trying to sell his tickets.
Because he bought them only for that?
Yeah.
I mean, just nosebleeds, that's okay.
The wonderful Jennifer Aniston, she bought a used Mercedes that turned out to be a lemon.
Oh, no.
Let's see here. Oprah Winfrey, she bought fluffy Ralph Lauren towels.
Towels. Very practical.
Tom Cruise said he paid for one sister's college tuition and bought his other sister a car.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. Good for him.
Yeah. That's a very similar thing to what I would do. Let's see here. Cardi B, she bought a very special watch, a really fancy watch.
Okay.
Sylvester Stallone, he bought back his old buttocks, whom he previously sold off when he was desperate for money. Butkus ended up co-starring with him in his first two Rocky movies. So this is a famous story. The dog in the Rocky movies is named Butkus. Sylvester Stallone named him after the legendary linebacker Dick Butkus. But he had to give his dog. He sold his dog basically to get the money so that he could get an agent to be able to sell his script. It was a very, the old Sesame Street thing where Ernie and Bert, and Ernie sells his rubber ducky so he can buy a comb for Bert, and Bert, you know, all that. And he got the dog back. It's a beautiful story.
That is sweet.
Joe Keery from Stranger Things, he went home to Chicago and bought a Chicago hot dog.
Hey.
Yeah, that's my
big purchase, man.
That's my kind of guy right there. That's good. Melissa, you get a great paycheck. You get this big break or something like that. Do you have something you would do? If something off the top of your head?
Well, I would probably, you know, outside of helping the people in my life that I know need the help, I would also want to travel. That would probably be my big purchase.
That's a good one.
Plane tickets to somewhere I really want to go.
That's a really good one. Same answer for me starting out. I've got a lot of people in my life that I would like to help out. I've got three children that I would love to be able to, you know, create some endowment or something like that for them or yeah. kind of thing. But it, depending on how big the paycheck is, if we're talking a major paycheck, I'm doing one of the oldest dreams I've had. I'm starting my own production company.
Oh, wow.
And I'm doing this in part so I can make and create our own products and everything, but I'm doing it so I can give my friends a job. I grew up watching what Adam Sandler did and not just really being inspired by it, but taking notes. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of that. I love the idea of you know, I'm sorry, Civic, but I would steal Melissa and Seth. I would steal them. I would give them work. My best friend. I want my dad to have a job. I give him a gig, even though he's retired and stuff. A business like that too. You can put into your local areas. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't start this business in Chicago. I would start it here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin doesn't have a major studio like this. I think it would be very cool to do something like that here. They've already got that in Chicago. I think something like that is something where you can help out local businesses. You can support the state. It has a lot of layers to it. Obviously, I'm a little selfish about this too because I've wanted to create my own material and those things. But to me, that it's one of those win-win kind of situations. In my head, it is.
Mm-hmm. And I think Wisconsin is ripe for something like that, especially if you included voiceover actors and the video game industry.
Well, part of the reason I push back on the Hollywood term is guys like Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn, over two decades ago, came to the mayor in the city of Chicago and said, look, people will film here. We've just got to give them a reason to. They lowered their rates. They opened the city up a little bit more. And all of a sudden, The Dark Knight comes down there to film. And there's been a billion movies since then. The Midwest has grown so much. Years ago, we had a movie like Public Enemies filmed here. Independent films get filmed here in the Midwest more. We've got great atmosphere, great material, great people. It just is a matter
beautiful setting.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not a lot of other states that I've traveled through that I find as diverse and beautiful as Wisconsin.
The game has changed. You don't got to go to California. You don't got to go to, quote, Hollywood anymore to create and make great films and great work. Look at what Apple is doing. Apple just had a movie a year or two ago win Best Picture with that Coda movie. That was an Apple release. You know, I mean, it can be done. It doesn't take them. Nowadays, with all the tech that we have, it's so you can make great movies with your phone.
Exactly.
It's not that hard. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back. We're talking most satisfying food sounds.
Okay.
424-2600, call up and let us know what your most satisfying food sounds are. We'll be back with that and more on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
Kissing like a bandit, stealing time underneath the sycamore tree. Cupid by the arson, Valentine.
Yeah, that's a good one. Melissa and James here with you. And 424-2600. Get ready to call up and let us know what your most satisfying food sounds are. What are your most satisfying food sounds? I want to play a little right now just to get the mood set right. This is like a chocolate bar snapping and some bacon sizzling. Let's go ahead and play this.
It's making you hungry, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the stuff. That's the stuff right there. A survey asked people what they consider the most satisfying food sound, and the top response was one of the ones you heard right there, bacon sizzling.
Bacon.
33% of people said that that's the sound that makes them happy. I have to agree with that one. I definitely love the sound of bacon. See, even though I don't like my bacon too hard, I take it off pretty quickly.
It still sizzles when it cooks. Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a good noise.
And it's not the only thing, obviously, that sizzles. You throw, as long as you got a hot pan, you throw onions and garlic in a pan. It's going to sizzle. It's the sound.
Let's get into these this top 10 here, Melissa, and then I'd love any honorable mentions or any that you have. We'll start right from the top with bacon, of course. And then number two, slicing a crusty loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah, that's a good sound,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I like that. Steak sizzling in a pan.
Mm, okay.
Another good one, yeah.
So they're including visuals then as a separate from just sounds.
It does sound like it, right? It does.
Yeah.
I don't know
that bacon sounds all that different than a steak.
No. In fact, I don't think a steak makes a ton of noise, not compared to bacon with the pop and crackle and everything. Who's putting steak in a pan?
Well,
I don't do that. You put it on a grill, baby.
Put it on a grill.
I'm kidding.
In the wintertime, it's best to sear it in a pan and then finish it in the oven.
Right on. There you go. I like this next one. Butter being spread on toast. Yes.
You get the
toast just out of the toaster. It's hot, mm-hmm. so the butter melts on it. Man.
Yep. Yeah. But you get that rasp of the knife over the crust.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. How about number five, the snapping of a chocolate bar?
That's
a good one. It's satisfying. Yeah, it's very satisfying.
That is satisfying.
Yeah. I like this next one, too. French fries frying.
The sound of the deep fryer. That is a unique sound.
Now, with that one, the sound is unique. You're right. And it's not a bad sound. But for me, it's more about the what it does to my brain and my taste buds. And I love fries. And I'm probably hungry for fries. So it just gets me going there. And I wonder,
well, aren't you always hungry for fries?
Yeah,
though,
yeah, 24-7. 24-7, constantly. I wonder if that's the case with all of these. You know, if it is, like you were saying, a visual and also a thought thing, like that we hear that sound.
The anticipation.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that one of the best?
Get your taste buds going.
Like, no matter how hungry you are, how desperate you are to eat, isn't that one of the fun things about eating is that the anticipation of the meal?
Yes, sometimes. Unless you are that hungry that you feel like you're going to pass out if you don't have the food right this moment.
Yeah, not as much fun. No. The first bite into a crisp apple.
That is a good sound.
That is a good feeling, a good sound. Yeah, I like that one. I've thought this one would have been way higher on the list, Melissa. Popping popcorn.
Oh, okay. Yep. That is a good sound as well.
Now, that one, I didn't really catch that with a lot of these, but that one instantly reminded me of childhood.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. The Jiffy Pop or like those old poppers they had.
The air ones?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how more of us didn't like lose an eye or get burned or some of those old popcorn makers. I don't know how those got made.
They were a little dangerous because they were pretty hot.
The rustling of a snack or a potato chip bag.
Oh, now see, I would have said the crunch of potato chips.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over the actual, just rustling of the bag. I find that annoying.
I love kettle corn chips, and those make such a great sound.
Oh, they're such a good crunch.
Are there, the final one on this list I'll get to in a second, but another question to the audience, 424-2600. Are there foods that you like, but you don't like the noises they make?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was thinking, too, is there are foods that I like to eat and I like the sound of them, but if somebody else is eating them and I'm not, the sound annoys me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the sound of somebody chewing.
Yes.
The crunch of chips. And if you're eating in front of people, I kind of worry about, am I being annoying with my crunchy food?
I worry about that, especially if I'm alone in a fast food setting or something like that. I don't know why, but yes, that's one of those ones that it plays in my head too. Mm-hmm. And finally on here, stir frying vegetables.
Okay.
That is a nice sound.
Another crisp, frying sound.
Mm-hmm. Clearly the sounds were impacted by how delicious the food is. No one said that they felt soothed by a soft purr of broccoli being steamed. But to each their own. I think this list could vary very much for depending on every person out there. That's why I want to include the audience in this 424-2600. And we'll keep this topic open throughout the week here. I don't know. Any honorable mentions, Melissa? They got all the ones I could think of.
Right. That's the thing. I'm trying to think of what other sounds.
You know what I do like? When the ground beef is ready to go. Like when you're making tacos or something like that in the pot, and it's just it's ready. You can turn the oven off and everything. I don't know why, but that noise it's making is I like that.
The one that actually comes to mind for me is a childhood remembrance that I enjoy, and that's the crisping of Rice Krispies, the crackle they make.
Oh yes. Why is that? All right, this list does not count. How cereal?
Cereal was not included.
Cereal was not included. It doesn't count. NBC. I take offense to this list. Actually, you can go to NBC right now to see more about the list and read more about it if you'd like. That's fine. I do think that should be on there though.
Rice Krispies, the snap crackle pop.
I was nice enough to give you guys a preview before. Now we'll get to actually Melissa's news. Right here on locally grown radio, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
If it seems like I've been lost, and let's remember. You think I'm feeling older and missing my younger days.
Little Billy Joel to play us in. Melissa and James here with you, and it is hot. It is hot. It is hot around the country. It is hot everywhere. If you haven't noticed, it is not chilly out there. The United States and much of the world is still in a massive heat wave, and it sounds like it could stick around for a while here.
Mm-hmm.
So how hot is it? We've got some interesting stats to go along with this. It's so hot that records are being smashed all over the country. The two a lot of people are talking about are El Paso and Phoenix. If it hits 100 in El Paso today, it'll be the 34th straight day.
Oof.
And it's been at least 110 in Phoenix for 19 straight days. The old record was 18 that stood for 49 years.
Wow.
It's so hot, Target employees are now allowed to wear shorts. Until recently, only employees who worked outside could wear them. Now everyone can, even jean shorts. They just have to be mid-thigh or longer.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, I know you guys probably want to move on for today, but Melissa did steal my thunder a little bit earlier about the crispy chip.
Oh, yeah.
How about the perfect crispy chip from Homemade?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah, it's a good point. That's worth calling. That's a good one to mention.
But do you deep fry them or you bake them at home? How do you make your chips?
Mm-hmm. I pretty much bake. Deep fry them.
Nice. Okay.
I mean, that takes a skill.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, so they don't burn.
Yeah. Well, it's not only that. You got to make sure the moisture's out. You know, it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
But also, another one I was thinking of is the snap of a natural case hot dog. That perfect snap.
It's unique to natural casing.
Yeah. I was thinking the similar thing with pickles. Like a good pickle. Like a
a snap of a pickle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one, sir. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
Great call.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
424-2600. Keep it coming, everybody.
Anytime. We can go back to old topics.
We're improv artists. We have no problem diving back and forth to topics or anything like that. That's part of the reason we keep the phone lines open. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Those were good. So continuing with how hot it is out there, it's so hot the ocean in Florida is being compared to a hot tub.
Yeah, it's gone up like, what did I see, 5 degrees? That's a lot.
The surface temperature almost hit 100 degrees in some spots the other day. It's causing pandemic-level hospitalizations. A doctor at a hospital in Arizona said the last time they were so overwhelmed is when COVID peaked.
Wow.
There are even reports of people being treated for third-degree burns. It is so hot worldwide that the heat index at an airport in Iran hit 152 degrees the other day.
152. That sounds, can't survive that.
That sounds like a sci-fi movie. That sounds like, geez.
I was talking to somebody in Las Vegas last night. It was 120.
Yeah, that's
yesterday.
Insane.
120.
It is so hot that a 56-year-old woman in Japan tried to rob an ice cream truck. it was dropped. It was dropping product off at a store, and she tried to run off with whatever she could grab. The cops caught her and everything like that. But she was saying that she was blaming the heat for it. Which we're all hot, lady. We're all hot. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to get you off for stealing ice cream. I don't think so.
Nope. They could have the jail, everybody, the judge, everybody go outside in the heat and do it, and you're still going to get charged on that one. And finally, it's so hot worldwide that it's literally been the hottest 2 weeks ever recorded.
Wow.
On July 3rd, the Earth's average temperature hit a new all-time high of 62.6 degrees. The old record was 62.5 that was set in 2016.
And this is Celsius.
Yes. But the new record only stood for a day. It got beaten again on the 4th and the 5th and July 6th when it peaked at just over 63 degrees. And every day since then, through at least July 17th, the world would have beaten the old record from 2016.
Wow.
That's how hot it is right now.
63 degrees Celsius is 145.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. 145.
Just crazy. Wow. Just crazy. Yeah. There's a lot to unpack with this. But as it is, I do think that the one thing we can do is, you know, try to look out for each other with this. You know?
Yeah. Check on your neighbors. Check on, especially elderly, pregnant women, young children, they are more susceptible to these really hot, high temperatures. And especially if you've got children playing outside, make sure they're wearing sunscreen. Make sure they're taking breaks, getting out of the sun, drinking lots of water.
And care about the planet, please. I don't know how else to put it. I'm so tired and burnt from this horrible thing to say there. That was a bad pun. I didn't mean to say that. I have bad writers. I don't know what we can do anymore to get people that are on the fence or don't care about taking care of this planet. We just got to. I'm not trying to guilt anybody. I'm done asking and begging people to. If you don't, well, first off, if you can find another planet, please, by all means, go ahead and check it out. You know, go right ahead. But otherwise, you know, the rest of us are trying to make this thing work. We're trying to, and it ain't about us. It's about our kids. It's about having a planet, because the planet. We got to quit saying it this way, too. Let's save the planet. The planet's hurting. The planet's going to be okay.
Right.
The
planet will survive us.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if we will survive. So
no.
Maybe if you give a day, maybe that's the way we need to start doing this, Melissa. Do you care about the human race?
Yes.
Would you like to see our species survive?
Do you want your children to have a planet for their children to live on?
Yeah, because
that is hospitable to them.
Because the people that don't care, I want you to look your kids in the eyes. I want you to look children in the eyes and tell them you don't care. Tell them you don't care. Hey,
because that's
already
what it boils down to.
Yeah, yeah. I've gotten to live a good life. I'm in my 50s. I'm in my 60s. I don't care. You know, to those people, that's fine. You want to feel that way, but I want you to take. You feel that strongly about it. I want you to be able to look children in the eyes and tell them you don't care about their future.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, James, this is the first time that we're actually seeing such a drastic change and such a just slap in the face of, hey, guess what? Climate change is actually happening. It's real. You can't deny this. You can't deny it.
It's so hot. I even take my shirt off when I mow now. That's saying something, people, because I am very self-conscious and have the body of a scarecrow.
Well, and I know you don't think you need sunscreen, James, but I hope you're putting sunscreen on.
Yeah, even there we go. It's so hot. Even I'm putting sunscreen on. Even my African-American friends are putting on sunscreen now. Like, I mean, come on. Take care of your body. Take care of each other. Check on your neighbors, especially your senior neighbors out there. Look out for each other, everybody.
Yeah.
Take a break. We'll come back with some That Ain't Right stories and good stories of the day and plenty more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Locally grown radio.
Well, you know, you know, you say.
You say I only hear what I want to.
Because you do. You don't listen to me. I talk and I talk and you don't hear any of it.
You say I talk so all the time.
You kind of do. You kind of do. And it just it really drags on the conversation when you talk like this. It's a great song. That's a great song.
It's a
very good song. Lisa Loeb's awesome. Lisa, you're welcome on the show anytime. Anytime. We'd love to have you. She's wonderful, by the way. If you get a chance to see an interview with her, it's one of the funner interviews you're going to see. She's such a wonderful person. Melissa and I here to wrap up the show. We'll take it to the top of the hour with some fun. We've got some Denny Wright stories and some local good stuff we want to get to. Do want to let everybody know, join us today from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. Going to be a good one locked up for you today. In part one, we're going to have Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer joining us, along with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
Excellent.
Shane and I are going to talk about the dog park. You got to tour the new jail. We got a bunch of things like that to talk about.
Mm.
And in part two, we will catch up with our good friends from the Historic Point Boss. We have Mike Hittner and Luke Cocknell with us. Looking forward to talking with them, talking about their whodunit that is right around the corner.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, any chance to talk with Mike, I will take it. Whether it's on air, off air, I don't care. I love talking to that man.
Well, you love history, so yeah, how could you not like talking to Mark?
Be sure to join us today from 3 to 4 and Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 for Playmakers and Midday Magazine. Mm-hmm. What is the ideal temperature? That is where we're going to go here. A third of Americans were under extreme heat advisories this weekend. We've just touched on all this. The high in El Paso, Texas, has been at least 100 for a month. So here's the question. What's your ideal high temp in summer? Turns out a handful of Americans actually wish they were in Phoenix. Someone asked 1,000 people, and the top answer was somewhere in the 80s with 42% of the vote. The 70s were next with 31%, and 14% said 90s. Of course, Terry Johns chimed in. Anything above 50, she doesn't like. Terry's going to smack me for that one.
I support her in that.
But for some of us, that's not hot enough. 5% mm-hmm. said that they enjoy it when it gets over 100, including 2% who claim their ideal temperature is at least 100.
Wow.
Yeah, that ain't right. That ain't right.
I think it depends on where you live, though.
Yes.
Because if you've always lived in, say, Arizona, and you're, you know, it's a dry heat, and 100 doesn't feel the same in Arizona as it feels here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the humidity makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. I like 80s. I like mid-80s. I like that. Mm-hmm. I don't get that uncomfortable in heat. It's more cold that I have an issue with. It's more that. So as far as like an ideal temp, I don't really have one. Do you?
Well, they're asking for an ideal high temp, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, yeah. I can handle 80s, upper 80s even. Once it starts hitting the 90s, I'm usually a little more uncomfortable.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still like the shade in the 80s.
Yes. 424-2600 if you'd like to jump in. Still got a handful of minutes here if you want to call up and let us know what you think.
I hate to admit this, and please don't tell him, but I almost wish Seth was here because he likes heat, and I'd be curious to see what his max high temp is.
It's a good point. Yeah, I wonder what he's... because I guarantee it's going to be different than mine. It'll be definitely different and higher than. We have our feature That Ain't Right story here. And do you love Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen so much that you would live there? Huh?
Live there?
Well, one family got a taste of that, and it wasn't that great. Didn't taste as good as their chicken, that's for sure.
Mm.
A couple in Tacoma, Washington says that the DoorDash had a glitch, and someone pinned their home as a Popeye's location.
Oh, no.
So dozens of drivers were showing up at all hours looking to pick up orders.
Oh, no.
Including one person who didn't believe them. Why would they lie about that?
No, your house looks very much like a Popeyes. Give me the chicken.
Why would you lie about this? Why? I don't understand that one. No, you're a Popeyes. I know you are. Like, well, okay, well, where's the sign? Where's the rest of the kitchen area? I don't know. Right.
Yeah.
There has never been a restaurant there or anywhere close. The nearest location is about 5 miles away. They called DoorDash multiple times, but they were told they didn't have the resources to fix it.
What?
So the couple called the local news. A reporter tested it out but by ordering some Popeyes, and sure enough, a driver came to their house to pick up the order.
Oh, my gosh.
Saying that this is where the app told them the restaurant was. When the station called DoorDash, they apologized for their early response, their earlier responses, and did follow through with fixing it. And finally, people have stopped showing up at the house for fried chicken.
Thank goodness for local media.
This is what you saw right where I wanted to go with this, Melissa. The obviously mm-hmm. the that ain't right part is DoorDash not fixing this when a local person asked them to.
Yeah, immediately.
So we are, I am sending out there to everybody, when you have things like this, reach out to our Melissa Kay. Reach out to our mm-hmm. local reporters out here. They get things done.
Well, and we want to report on what's happening locally and problems that our citizens are facing that are being ignored by places like DoorDash. That's not okay.
And we do real talk around here, and real talk right now. You guys understand out there. You know what has happened to local media. We mm-hmm. talked about this with other guests on Midday Magazine. We don't really have local reporting anymore. So much of that is gone by the wayside. And local reporting is one of the most vital. It is the most vital part about reporting, because local reporting oftentimes leads to bigger stories. You can look out throughout history of big stories, and so many of them started with local reporting. Watergate is a great example of this. Mm-hmm. As you get rid of local reporters, you lose that feeling. You lose that mm-hmm. ability to cover great, important stories. When it comes to something like this, this is a key example of it.
Mm-hmm. And it may seem like a small thing, but it sure was not a small thing to that family.
Mm-hmm. We understand that I don't put this on reporters. I don't put this on the news industry when they're not able to cover stories like this. There's not many people. The New York Times just got rid of their sports section. When I was a kid, they were the gold echelon of sports. Mm-hmm. They broke how many? We wouldn't even be talking about concussions if it wasn't for the reporting done by the New York Times. It matters that the local reporting and reporting in general. As we get rid of this more and more, I think that one of the ways to bring it back is to show the importance of it again, like stories like this.
Yes, to show the support, because big businesses don't want local reporting. They don't want you to know mm-hmm. that they're putting PFAS in our groundwater and it's in our, you know, the artificial turf that's being put in our high school fields. They don't want you to know that stuff because they don't care if it makes you sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's and the money is gone. The money for local journalism is just gone.
As a side note, I think these people should start their own chicken restaurant. They should start their own. Just start serving chicken out their houses. Okay.
The kids have a lemonade stand, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's even better. I like that. That's a good idea. Instead of a lemonade stand, it's a chicken stand.
There you go.
I need a palate cleanser. I need to shake it off. I need a palate cleanser. Let's get to local good stories of the day. And it is Wednesday. You know what that means, everybody. Say it with me, Melissa. Bingo!
Bingo!
Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Join them at 430 West Jackson Street today when they open their doors at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. When we talk mm-hmm. about great local businesses and businesses, and I should say nonprofits, that put back into our community, the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge is one of the top in the top 10 there, top 5.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's sponsorships or scholarships, I should say, with Midstate or things like this, hosting our VFW or our 4-H clubs, so many different things the Elks Lodge does. Another great way of helping out is helping the Elks Lodge continue to do that work by just playing some bingo.
Yeah, and you'll get some great food because Two Hearts Catering is there.
Mm-hmm. And I recommend getting down there early because every Wednesday I pass them at night and that place is jam-packed.
If you want a table, get there early.
Mm-hmm. Our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center have their big date coming up. Save the date for some sweet summer fun. The third annual Touch a Truck event coming up July 29th.
Oh, yeah.
This is also taking place at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Vehicles will be on display, food, kids games, and more. Free admission. This is not only a great event for the family, for kids, for everybody in the community, but this is an opportunity to show that you want to be on the right side of history. Just by coming to an event like this and sponsoring it and promoting it and talking about it with your friends and at your business and everything, you are showing where you stand on this issue.
And it's one of their biggest fundraisers of the year. Correct me if I'm wrong, James.
Yeah, it is. It's really the big one. We don't have men in the kitchen anymore, so this is the big one. And I think you can make the argument, Melissa, the most vital work being done in our community is by the Family Center. And every penny counts. Everything you can do when you're raising these funds, it helps the gang over there be able to do the vital work that they're doing. And it's a great chance to have some fun. You know,
it's fun. Yeah.
Summer's getting closer and closer to the end. We love these events that help us, live a little bit more summer.
To get out.
Yeah. Save the date for the Touch a Truck event, 11 to 3, July 29th, over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. You can find out more by going to the Family Center's website. That's familyctr.org. And always keep in mind that the Family Center has your back. If you need them, give them a reach out to them. They are always there for you.
Yeah, and check out their page, too, to see what donations they're looking for and are in need of if you want another way to help.
Of course, we got Rafter Baseball on the radio dial tonight. The Rafters are in Mad Town to take on the Mallards, looking to get back in the win column. Our pregame will start.
They need to.
Yeah, they do. Our pregame will start at 6:20. The game will kick off at 6:35. That will be when first pitch is. And the Rafters, of course, back in town for two days, Thursday and Friday. They will be here taking on Battle Creek. Looking forward to those games as well. We'll tell you more about them as we get closer to it. But for now, we're going to cut out of here, but we'll be back tomorrow. We kick off our day, of course, on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRIs with the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8. We'll be back here from 8 to 10 hanging out with you. Looking forward to it.
Indeed.
Have a great day, Melissa. Thank you so much for a wonderful show.
Yeah, thank you, James. It was a lot of fun.
Have a good one out there, everybody. Enjoy your day. And get spread the word about our questions and our poll questions and all that. We want more of you to call up.
Absolutely.
I keep hearing from listeners they like us talking too much to chime in. Well, we're going to stop talking until you call up then.
Well, and if you don't want to call, message, because we're happy to also, if you don't want to actually be on the radio, we will share your words for you.
Download the Civic Media app. It's one touch away from calling up the show. Have a great day, everybody. We'll meet you back here for more great stuff and more great content on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.